listening to Fresh Tape.
What it is, what it is. Second Tape Pick. This is the NFC preview. This is where Senators' potential Super Bowl champions reside, at least according to Madden.
I don't trust anything Madden says, so they curse everybody. So
we'll get to them in a bit here. We'll go to the NFC East first, and how about them Cowboys? Let's talk about the Dallas Cowboys to start us off here. Mike McCarthy on the hot seat, I'm sure. They brought in Brian Schottenheimer. He's their new offensive coordinator. They love their rookie tight end and Luke Schoonmaker. They also like Jake Ferguson at the tight end position. It's just Tony Pollard's world. Who will be the backup running back now with Rico Dwaldway or Deuce Vaughn, who they like? They brought in Brandon Cooks on the offensive side for receiving. Then in the back two, we still have Trayvon Diggs there, but now he's joined by Stephon Diggs. They got one of the best defensive players in Micah Parsons. So more or less a lot of the same Cowboys, but a few new faces there in Cooks and Gilmore. I both do like both of those additions for Dallas. The over-under for the Cowboys is 9.5, and by golly, I will pick the over. I'm a fool.
I am going with the under because I had them as a 9-win team. Okay. Honestly, you know what my biggest concern is? It's not really a concern, but you know what my biggest thought when it comes to the Cowboys now is? Now that Pollard is the man.
Kind of the same what we talked about with Chubb, isn't it?
Yeah. Will it be the same production for as many games as previous seasons?
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go with the under because I had them at a nine win team.
So there we go. That I do like this Cowboys team. I think this is the Cowboys team that can get it done. I think, but we'll
see. I also don't trust Dak.
Yeah, that's the problem. And the backup quarterback is Cooper Rush. And I guess the big question I didn't even mention is Trey Lance. So I'll ask that really quickly because we haven't had a chance to talk about that. Mm-hmm. If Dak struggles, do they go to Cooper, who was good when Dak was hurt, or is the idea to put in Trey? Or do you think Trey is a year in progress type of plan?
I saw the funny meme where it was like the old person, what they thought Jerry Jones thought he was getting. Yeah. And then when he saw what he actually did get, he thought he was getting Patrick Mahomes, and he ended up getting Trey Lance.
Yeah. Puts his glasses on.
Yeah. I think you have to go to Cooper Rush.
Yeah.
After, and then
he was good for them.
Yeah, he's a solid back. You didn't pay him and you didn't give him an extra contract for him not to get played over somebody that hasn't really taken any snaps.
Yeah,
in his whole NFL career. I think the goal is to move past Prescott soon.
Yeah, I think so. They'll and it's an interesting quarterback offseason next year. There's going to be a guy like Kirk Cousins that potentially could be a free agent next year. And you wonder if the Cowboys look at a guy like that or some others that could potentially be free agents next year with Dak. Yep. Potentially maybe being at his last legs there in Dallas. We will see. Talk about the New York Football Giants led by Brian Daboll, who had a fantastic year for them. They brought in Darren Waller, who seems ready to redeem himself in New York. They added some more help to the receiving core for Danny Dimes and Paris Campbell and the rookie out of Tennessee and Jalen Hyatt. Tyrod Taylor is the backup there. You know the defense. Defense is very, very solid. They added a rookie there in the back secondary and Deontay Banks and Trey Hawkins there, but Dexter Lawrence and Leonard Williams and Kevon Thibodeau, easy for me to say. Fantastic. And Xavier McKinney. I love that Giants defense. It's fantastic. And I think the addition of Waller is absolutely huge for them. Danny Dimes didn't have a lot of people to pass for. They ended up paying Barkley at the end there. So it seems like a lot of the similar things for the Giants. It's 7.5 for the G-men. I like the over. I can see this team being an 8-win team.
Give me the over. And honestly, at one point, I was hoping I could kind of switch my division winner to the Giants. But Philly just takes everybody. So
I
have them second. I have them finishing higher than the Cowboys.
All right. So and the Commanders. We'll finish with Philly. Let's go to the Commanders. Their quarterback is Sam Howell from the greatest university in the Carolinas, who beat the Gamecocks this past week. And Sam Howell, the running back situation is Brian Robinson and Gibson. So nice little two-headed there. Didn't change too much in the receiving side. I do expect a breakout for Johan Dotson this year. Scary Terry's going to start off a little bit of turf toe. It's a big season for Chase Young. That's really my big question there is, I guess those are the two big questions for me with the Commanders there. Number one, we talk about coaches on the brink, and that's Ron Rivera, and see how where he can go. And then also if Chase Young can be the player that he is. His fifth option wasn't picked up. So it's a big year for Chase Young, big year for Sam Howell. So a lot of questions there for the Commanders and everything that they can do. The over-under for them is 6, and I kind of like it. I feel like I put all the overs in this division, apparently.
I'm going to choose the under.
Yeah.
I have them as a 6-win team. I had them as a 6-7 win team, but because you chose the over, I'm choosing the under.
Yeah.
I also don't think that Chase is going to be there the whole season. I have a strong feeling that they're going to trade him during the season.
Yeah, it could very well happen. And now we go to Philadelphia and the Eagles, who somehow won the draft despite being in the Super Bowl last year and being the best team throughout most of the regular season. The over-under for them is 11.5. I'm going to, before I even talk about what the Eagles added, the over-under is 11, and I'm going to smash that over for Philly. One of the best receiving duos in the NFL. They added Jalen Carter, who some people considered the best player in the entire draft. They also added Nolan Smith, so they just have all the Georgia Bulldogs on their team, including Kelee Ringo in the secondary. Just Darius Slay, James Bradbury, Jalen Hurts is going to get ready to go off this season. They brought in Rashad Penny and Swift. They got a great coach in Nick Sirianni. I absolutely love this Eagles team, and I'll get into how much I love them later. But this is maybe the best team in football this year. It's smashing the over.
Yeah, this is a Philadelphia Bulldogs.
Yeah.
And I think when you have a team filled with camaraderie like that and people that have built so much together, the respect that they have for each other is too high. Jalen Hurts has not taken off that picture from the Super Bowl off of his phone yet.
Nope.
That motivation on top of them being so deep as a team, give me the over.
Yeah, I love it. I love that team. That team's going to be a fun team to watch this year. The Chicago Bears.
Oh, also, I will let you know about, so I did choose them as my division winner.
You did, okay.
They were a plus 110, surprisingly.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So this is all
Cowboy fans still. Cowboy fans are always going to drive stuff up, you assume, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right, yeah, the Chicago Bears. They expect big things out of Justin Fields this year. They traded a lot of pieces away for the first pick with Carolina. Mm-hmm. And they got DJ Moore out of it. They got Darnell Mooney. Chase Claypool is back here again. Spent a lot of money this offseason, hoping that they added Yannick Ngakoue to the defensive side of the ball. I can't even talk. A lot of expectations on this Bears team. A lot of people are really high on them this season. Expect a big jump. The over-under is 7.5. I don't see it. I'm going with the under. But I do expect an improvement, maybe just at 7, but I don't see them getting to 8.
The Bears are a confusing team because they have the potential to be really good or they have the potential to be really bad. Like, it's it's no, to me, there's no real middle ground for that team. So I am going to go with the under just because I don't think that they would be able to consistently be really good.
Yeah, I agree. Kind of like we talked with the Texans, though, a team that it's going to be one of the more interesting teams. Like if this team flames out and is one of the worst teams in the league, I'm not going to be surprised. But if this team like sneaks into the last playoff spot and Fields gets high and has MVP talk about him, I won't be shocked. And if Fields isn't a quarterback for this team next year, I'm also not going to be shocked. It's one of the most confusing teams in the entire league.
Yeah, there's no real understanding exactly what the hell this team is at this point.
And then the darlings of the division. Expectations galore on the Detroit Lions. They drafted Sam Laporta for the tight end position. More importantly, they drafted a running back in Jahmyr Gibbs. He's technically the second running back, but I almost expect him to do more than David Montgomery. Jared Goff, looking to see what he can do. Teddy Bridgewater will be backing him up. They got a Jack Campbell at the middle linebacker to go with Dad and Dan Campbell there. So that's always fun there. It's a make or break. Now they brought in also Chauncey Gardner from Philly, as well as a few other pieces. But the big thing for, oh, and also I guess too, they brought back Marvin Jones, and they expect a big season out of Amon St. Brown, expect him to be a top five wideout by the end of the year. It's just a lot of expectations on Detroit this year. They have very high hopes, probably the highest they've had in a long time. The over under is 9.5 for the Detroit Lions.
So I have them winning the division. So I am going to go with, I'm going to have them at the under at 9 wins winning the division.
Yeah, and we're the same. I can't see 10. I just can't see it.
And for the odds, when I made this parlay, they were a plus 140. So
okay,
they were actually pretty decent odds at that point.
So we'll see if they can live up to the expectations. Obviously, Senator thinks they're good enough to win the division. So we'll see that. A team that has a lot of questions, the Green Bay Packers. Jordan Love is now QB1. He did have a good preseason, but we'll see what the preseason is. We found out they were the mysterious team that were going after Jonathan Taylor, despite having two solid running backs in Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon there. A busy wideout room. Obviously, we saw Dobbs and Christian Watson last year, but three rookies there in that running room, led by Jaden Reed, who is expected to do the most, will be in the slot. They got Malik Heath and Wicks there, also rookies there. They love the rookie Luke Musgrave. That's the problem for me with this team. I don't think the expectations are really there. They got veteran Darnell Savage in the secondary still. I don't think the expectations are as high on Green Bay this year. So that's good for them. They're not expected to do a lot. It's 8, it's 7.5. And I do like 8. I'm going to go with the barely over for Green Bay, but I keep on going back and forth because you look at the team and it's a lot of rookies on this team. And maybe just trying to find themselves. I don't know. Which way are you going? I'm still stuck.
I'm going with the under, but I think a team that has like core young people, like young players on it, are very surprising, can be very surprising teams. So I wouldn't be surprised if they ended up with over, but I'm going to go with the under just because I think at some games, the lights are going to be a little bit too bright for Jordan Love, not playing in them before.
I'll take the slight over here just to be a little different on this one, but I'm very indifferent on this, but just to kind of, so we don't have the same on everything, I'll go yeah with the over there. Let's talk about the Minnesota Vikings, last year's division champs. They got everyone's now favorite QB1, Kirk Cousins, after quarterback on Netflix. Alexander Mattison, it's his backfield now. He'll share it with Ty Chandler. They also run a Miles Gaskin from Miami. They got a new receiver there in Jordan Addison, looking to take maybe some double teams away from Justin Jefferson. Got KJ Osborne there, who's expected to have jump up on the season. The defense, I'm a little bit concerned with. Obviously, they lose Smith to the Brownies. Still have some okay pieces there, but this Vikings team, I'm a little bit confused with just defensively this year. Have a few concerns there. It's 8.5, and I think I'm going to go with the under for the Vikings.
The Vikings. The Vikings are another confusing team.
Every team in this division is so confusing.
Well, if I said that I have Detroit winning the division with 9 wins, that kind of forces me to put Minnesota at the under. So I'm going to go with the under. I don't even want to know what my record is going to be like when we get to the season end at this point right now.
Oh, man. We've definitely picked way more unders than overs. Yeah. We are not optimistic on these lines.
Yeah, I think some of these lines were a little bit too high. I do have a few that are coming up that should be overs. So, but I think I predominantly, I don't trust a lot of these lines. I don't see this season having that many double-digit
wins. I don't either. I think the NFL is actually, other than like Philly and KC, I think that we're a very even league this year. There's going to be some really bad teams. And there's two really good teams. I guess I put Buffalo into that as well. But I think everywhere else, it's going to be a lot of parity this year.
Yeah. I think that's what's making this season a lot more interesting.
Well, let's go to the NFC South. And I will give the guidelines for this team. And then I'll let you run away with it. We talked about the Atlanta Falcons. They have they brought in Mack Hollins, who was with Vegas. They got Drake London, hoping for another breakout season from Kyle Pitts, hopefully. But brought in Geno Smith, Bijan Robinson, they drafted very, very high. Their defense absolutely exploded in this offseason, bringing in Jesse Bates, Jeff Okuda, Calais Campbell, to give a little more help there to Grady Jarrett. I'll get to the over-under in a bit, but the rest is you, Senator.
So I have them winning the division. I'm guessing they're
8.5. 8.5. I have the over as well.
I have the over for this. I have them winning the division. I just think that Bijan, the pickup of Bijan, having Tyler still, Cordell doesn't have to, we don't have to put that much like pressure on his usage. Like if it's just kick returns, cool. But you can also play him as a wideout. I think the pickup of Jonnu is a very crucial pickup because now you can kind of play Pitts on the wideout more than playing tight end.
He doesn't block. And Jonnu blocks really a little bit more.
Yeah, Jonnu blocks. Pruitt blocks. Like there's a few. The big thing that they needed to address was the secondary. Mm-hmm. But now you have AJ Terrell. You have
Jesse Bates. So mad you guys got Jesse Bates. And then when you got Jeff Okuda, I was like, are you serious? Jeff Okuda,
who's injured right now, but yeah. We might pick up Malcolm Butler, which would be a nice addition to it.
Yeah, he's been going back and forth with you guys for a while.
Yeah. So it'll just be interesting, but I will tell you what the line was when I did this one.
Okay.
This one was my biggest line, and that was +449.
Sure, still pretty high because I've seen most places still don't have them as
they have the Saints,
even a top two favorite. Yeah, Saints and even Panthers is gaining a lot of steam.
Yeah, so I'm sticking with my Falcons, regardless of whatever. I'm tell people I'm a realistic Falcons fan. Like
you
I
are,
tell you, I'll say straight up.
That's the thing. I get a lot of positivity for this coach with his Ravens, not so much, but I get a lot of feedback from you and I that I'm a decently realistic Raider fan and you are a realistic Falcons fan. When we don't think our teams are good, we're very generally honest about it. And I can tell you too, like what you guys did defensively blew me away this offseason.
Yeah, to me, we were up there for top 5-6 pickups based off of needs that we needed to fill from last year.
Yeah, and a great coach too. No one talks about Arthur Smith that much. I think Arthur is one of the best coaches in the league.
Yeah, so I have them winning the division.
Me too.
That doesn't mean I have them making noise in the playoffs. I just have them winning the division.
I guess we got to talk about the elephant in the room. The big question will be with Desmond Ridder. and how well he will do. And if not, I think they have a very capable backup there in Taylor Heinicke. But I do think Ritter is not going to be a short leash. I think they will give him time to learn and develop. And he has weapons there. I think no one's talking about Matt Collins. I got to see Matt Collins firsthand at Vegas, and he's also a former Tar Heel. It's a guy that's really grinded his way into the NFL to find what he did last year in Vegas. And I think he'll be a nice security blanket like he was for Carr. Will be that for Desmond. And Drake, I think, is going to really burst out. And you mentioned with Smith there, having him now at the tight end position, he could block a little bit more, puts Pitts more into the wideout spot. Cordell is a Swiss Army knife. And then with Bijan and Aguilar, like, that whole running back room there is crazy.
Like, and also don't forget Scotty Miller, right? Like, yeah, we have a slot guy now too, right? Like, you don't have to send Drake to try being the slot guy, or you don't have to send Kyle to try being the slot guy. Like, you're now putting people in positions of where they actually are. The only thing is Desmond just has to know, and Desmond can't do what Mariota did last year, which was either overhold the ball too much or make the decision that you're going to run or not run right away, right? Like, we're going to continue with our bread and butter, which is be a run first team. First two quarters are going to be horrible. Second half is when we really pick up. That's when the teams are tired, because we've been running the ball the entire time on them, and the possession times is usually in our favor because of that. But it comes down to Desmond. But I think with all the options, if he can't make the right plays at this point right now, then there's a bigger issue.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, I have them winning the division. It's, to me, there's two teams that could win the division, and we'll get to the second team next, I think.
After this team. We'll talk about the Carolina Panthers.
Oh, no, that's who I'm talking about.
Okay, okay, good. Yeah. Quarterback Bryce Young. They brought in the young guy, Bryce Young, after a trade with the Chicago Bears. Brought in Miles Sanders. They got the Canadian Chuba Hubbard in the backfield as well. Andy Dalton as the backup there. I do like Andy Dalton as the backup there. I do believe big things for Jonathan Mingo. I think DJ Chark will have a nice season. I actually really like this receiving room, Senator.
That's for what Carolina. I'm saying.
It's kind of underrated. Like, Adam Thielen, the picture of consistency. I like Jonathan Mingo. DJ Chark, obviously very consistent as well. And LeSean Jr., Terrence Marshall, really good wide room. Hayden Hurst, who is a really good tight end as well. And then defensively led by Justin Houston. You got Derek Brown. Burns is on a holdout right now, so that hurts him a little bit. But you got, again, veterans there and Xavier Moon and Von Bell and then J.C. Hearn as well. Really nice defense for Carolina, led by Frank Wright. I like this Carolina team. I do like the Falcons more, but top to bottom, it's a very nice Panthers team. The over-under for them is 7.5, and I'll take the over on Carolina.
I'm choosing the over on Carolina because, like I said, it's, to me, it's between Atlanta and Carolina to win this division.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of hype because Carr is in with the Saints now.
We'll talk about it.
But when I'm looking at the teams, I'm looking at last year defensively, that team was a problem. And usually offensively, their problem came down to they were just trying to find DJ Moore, but their run game was on point. Their defensive game was on point. It was more the wideouts. They improved their wideouts this one here. I think the Adam Thielen pickup might be one of the most underrated ones out of pickups.
Mr. Consistency.
And with Bryce, like, you don't need a spectacular season from Bryce. You just need slightly better than Darnold.
Absolutely.
And they can win a lot of games. So, to me, it's either A or C that's winning this division. Yep.
So we both like the over on the Carolina Panthers. Let's go down to New Orleans and go to the Bayou and talk about the Saints. And the big one for them is they drafted A.T. Perry. No, it's that they brought in Derek Carr, left Vegas after he said and he promised, I won't go anywhere. I will retire as a Raider. I won't go anywhere. The Raiders benched him at the end of the season, ended up going to Vegas. Winston is back there as backup. They also brought in Jamal Williams. They're going to need him because Alvin Kamara suspended for the first three games of the season. Pretty solid defense. You got the Honey Badger there. Marcus May, former Jet, obviously still there and led by Jordan Cameron. I like Juwan Johnson on the tight end side. This team, Senator, you want to talk about tight ends? They were like, Derek Carr really is good with tight ends. So you know we're going to get tight ends. We got Juwan Johnson, Foster Moreau, and I'm really happy to hear that Foster Moreau is in is looking to be cancer-free, and that's a fantastic news there for Foster Moreau. Taysom Hill, and then Jimmy Graham on this team. The receiving room is led by Chris Olave. This is the year for Michael Thomas, we swear. And then Tre'Quan Smith. Derek Carr is just kind of one of those guys that every year is like, yeah, this is the year for Derek. And I was a guy that was on that other side of it. And now he's here. I don't know. I think it's good that he's back with Dennis Allen. And he gets to be with Dennis Allen again. But I've seen Carr, the checkdowns, and then some really bad decision when he's under pressure at times. So we'll see how well that all goes. He does have a good defense. It's the best defense he's ever had before. So that's good for him. But overall, I'm not sure. And the receiving core, yeah, they got Olave, but how healthy can Michael Thomas stay? And then will A.T. Perry be able to burst out to what they have? Kamara being suspended for the first three games, I don't think that's big of a deal. The running game will be good. I just think that the Falcons and the Panthers are just better overall than the Saints this year. I'll get to the overall free, the over-under here for a second on your thoughts on New Orleans.
I agree with everything that you just said. I also don't think that they have the best defense in the division. I
under, think over 9.5.
Yeah, lock, give me the under. Lock the under. I don't think they have the best defense in the division. A lot of people have been saying that they have the best.
No.
Best defense? No. Honestly, I would have to give that to Carolina.
Yeah, I would agree.
Offensively, we have no clue what the hell Michael Thomas is going to be.
We have no clue what Carr is. We don't know what Derek Carr is.
Yeah, we don't know what Carr is. We don't know what Michael Thomas is going to be. We don't know. There's too many questions.
Even Kamara, his leg.
Yeah, once he comes back.
My one leg was bigger than my other leg, and I figured it out. It's like, what?
Like, it's just insanity when you're talking about that team. So for me, like I said, give me the under. And I think that a lot of people are going to bet on New Orleans just based off of names. And we talked about that in the AFC one where it's like, you know, people's names, so you go with them.
Yeah.
I have them as the third best team in this division.
That's by default.
By default, because that last team, we don't got to talk about that.
Booty City. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, a.k.a. Caleb Williams and Drake May. Territory sweepstakes for them. Baker, who I do like, and I hope Baker, you know, has a decent season. Rashad White, a lot of people are going to like them and their fantasy teams. People are really high on Trey Palmer. Mike Evans wants out. Chris Godwin, still there. Christian Wirfs, one of the best left tackles in the NFL. Defensively, it is not the defense that won a Super Bowl. They still got David there and Barrett. But it's a rough defense compared to what it was. Todd Bowles will be one of the first coaches fired, most likely. I'm sure we'll see Kyle Trask in a quarterback this year. This is the team, the over-under 6.5. I'm smashing the under. This will be either a Caleb Williams or a Drake May team next year.
Yeah. Like I said, I don't got much to say about this team right now. So just give me the under and that's it.
Yeah, I got nothing to say on Tampa. I wonder if they will be. We're going to talk about, well, we're going to be in this category here. So let's get to these three teams because we can just smash through it of who of these three teams will be the worst in the NFL. Next is the Arizona Cardinals. Michael Wilson is a rookie that a lot of people are high on. They drafted Paris Johnson, the right tackle. I think he'll be good. Apparently, their QB1 for the first game of the season will be Josh Dath, Kyler Murray. Who knows when we're going to see him? James Conner is still there. Hollywood Brown hopefully has a good season. I can't do much more, Senator. I'm trying.
I don't even need to know what the line is. I'm choosing the
under. It's 4.5. I'm picking the under as well.
Yeah. I don't even gotta know what the line is. I'm choosing the under. I feel like this is capital tank city right here.
Yeah. So, I'm just gonna go to the next team too. Yeah. The Los Angeles Rams. They have Aaron Donald. That's great. Good for them. I believe they have 32 or 34 undrafted free agents on their team this season. Not that that's a bad thing. Hopefully some of these guys get opportunities. Cooper Kupp is already injured. Van Jefferson is now wide receiver one. Cam Akers, everyone expects him to have a great season, but he didn't. Sean McVay hated him till last year. Matthew Stafford has arthritis in his arm. Stenson Bennett's the backup, so hopefully he gets a chance. Tyler Higbee is a nice again. I don't know. I'm trying to be a professional and say positive things about them, but this is another bad team.
At some point, you just gotta be realistic with it, right?
Yeah, so it's a bad team. It's a bad team.
Yeah, it's not a knock on.
It's the over under is 6.5. Under. Give me the 100% under.
There's not much to say about this team. The only thing I'm happy for is Stenson Bennett.
Yes, me too.
Besides for that, there's really not much to say about this team. Under, I would be surprised if they win 3 games.
Yeah, I think this could be, because at least the Cardinals can maybe get Kyler back and Kyler could do stuff. This really could be the worst team in the league.
No, they pushing that as far back as possible. There, Kyler might not even play till like week 8, to tell you the truth.
So let's make a prediction right now of these 3 teams. I think these are the 3 teams in the Caleb sweepstakes we're thinking. Maybe Vegas. Maybe
no, I have just these 3.
Just the okay.
Yeah.
I think it's the Rams. I think the Rams are the worst of the 3 because the Bucks at least have Baker's okay. And they have a run game, and they got Evans, and they got Godwin, and some defensive players that can still maybe get them into some wins. Cardinals will. I think it's between the Cardinals and the Rams, and I mean it depends like what they do with Donald. If they decide to shut him down halfway, if they decide to trade him, that's going to be the interesting thing for me with it.
I have the Rams. But I wouldn't be surprised if you don't see a fire sale happening with the Cardinals throughout the season. So from this point right now, I'm saying the Rams. But halfway through the season, I might switch it to the Cardinals. But at this point, I'm saying the Rams.
Some really bad teams. Some really bad teams. Yeah. All right, let's talk about some good teams. San Francisco 49ers. One of our last 2 teams remaining here. The over-under for the Niners is 10.5. They are dealing with a Bosa holdout right now, so they're going to need Eric Armstead and the rest of the defense to hold it down. Fred Warner, you know their defense, one of the best in the NFL. Brock Purdy is now QB1. Sam Darnold is the new backup there. They got CMC and Elijah Mitchell in the backfield. Receiving duo of Brandon Ayuk and Debo there, and tight end George Kittle. 10.5 though.
Give me the over. Give me the over.
Yeah, I'll take the over.
One, we just talked about 2 teams in their division. They're going to be facing them twice.
Yeah, that's like, true. That's
4 wins right there.
Yeah, like, and I think the other team they're going to split with, so that's 3.
Yeah, so give me the over for this one. I chose them. They were a -179. And yeah, as easy as that. Brock gets injured. If Brock gets injured, they have a solid backup quarterback that doesn't need to do too much. Just needs to
hand the ball to CMC.
Yeah. Or make simple 10-yard passes down and everybody else does the work. So
yeah,
give me the over for this one.
All right, and then we finish off with our final team, the Seattle Seahawks. The over-under for the Seahawks is 8.5. They like to fake the Denver Broncos for their draft picks of Devin Witherspoon and Jackson Smith and Ngonwa. It wasn't a Denver pick, but that's their 2 first-round pick. They also drafted Zach Charbonnet, a really good draft by the Seahawks team. Solid backfield right now with Kenneth Walker and Zach Charbonnet. Second year at tight end for Noah Fant, an absolutely stacked receiving room. We already mentioned about JSN. They also have DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett. The defense looking to be a little bit better with Devin Witherspoon there in the secondary, joining Quaiton Diggs and Kobe in the back there. And they brought their leader back as Bobby Wagner is now back in Seattle. Jaren Reed also solid. It's 8.5. That's an absolute lock for me for the Seahawks to make the playoffs and get to 9 wins.
I agree. Give me the over. Once again, same division. And I like the moves that they made. And if all else fails, then Pete Carroll will play quarterback. We saw him throwing in the offseason. So
there you go.
Yeah, give me the over. Not really much to say about this one. I think the AFC has way more conversation pieces when it comes to it. I think the NFC, there's a few teams that deserve long conversations, but the other ones, they're all just rushing for a new era.
Yeah, pretty much. I think you can almost kind of predict what the division winners are going to be, more or less. And I'm kind of on par with you for a lot of the division. I have Eagles in here. Then I have the Lions. Then I have Atlanta. Then I want to see Seattle. I really do. And I'll be different. I'll say Seattle. And then we have what? 3 or 2 wild cards? 3, right?
3 and 2. Yeah, because only the top seed.
So, yeah, 3 wild cards. So, wild card, give me Dallas. Give me San Francisco. And give me Carolina. I'll do AFC after you make your NFC there.
I have Eagles with the best record in the NFC. I have Atlanta winning, Detroit winning, San Fran winning. And then for wild card, I have Seattle and Charlotte.
Yeah. And then AFC, I'm going to go Buffalo, Pittsburgh, Jacksonville, Kansas City, and wild card, give me Miami, Baltimore, and New England.
And I'm going to go Baltimore. Okay, best record. I'm going with KC.
Agree with you on that, too, for both the best records.
And then I'm going to go Jacksonville, Jets, Baltimore. I am going to go Buffalo and Steelers in the wild card.
My Super Bowl for me is going to be Pittsburgh and Philly, and I have Philly winning.
Super Bowl for me, I haven't even thought that far down.
You don't have to do it. We held off last year. We can hold off again.
No. I'll make a choice right now. I will go San Fran. I think San Fran will finally make it to the Super Bowl. And give me San Fran and Ravens.
Like it. Rematch, Blackout Bowl.
Yeah.
Great. All right. Well, we got one more pod coming as we preview week 1. We talk a little bit about the college football season, and then you will be all cut up in 7K picks. So check out that on this 3-part extravaganza here on the Fresh Take.